ABC Northern Tasmania, well, scientists, 15 science teachers, in fact, have converged upon Burnie this week for a science, rural science workshop. And with me now to explain what it's all about is Dr. David Russell from the Wool Industry Agencies and Warwick Matthews, who is a teacher from Western Australia. Good afternoon. Welcome to you both.
Good afternoon, Elaine.
Thanks
for being with us. David, let's start with you. What's this all about? Because the wool industry agencies are actually funding the teachers to visit Tasmania this week.
Very much so. And perhaps I should just mention that I'm from the School of Ag Science, University of Tasmania, because otherwise I'll be in strife with my boss.
Oh, sorry, boss.
The history of it is last year, the sheep CRC and the other industries, sheep industries, said, well, we'd like to try and get some schools being interested in science that relates to the sheep industry. And we thought, and they said, oh, any sheep, any sort of science in terms of sheep? And there is, there's lots. And so what we did, just very briefly, is we set out a message out to all states and said, is there anybody out there who would like to come to Burnie in February and work out developing some programs that encourage kids to go into science, to look at the science in sheep, and then come back here at this particular time in the middle of the year and tell us all about these programs.
Now, Warwick Matthews, so you already do this, don't you?
Well, that's right, but it all started through my contact with David and introduction to Sheep CRC and a funding program that they made available.
So what have you been doing with sheep in the classroom?
Sure. Well, what I did was I was interested in giving city kids some rural experiences, and so I engaged a couple of farmers to bring a mob of sheep and place them on the school oval. So the kids arrived at school one morning and there they were, sheep for
what
them
sort of
to
reaction
see.
Did you get?
Well, it was strange because the students were actually often quite frightened of the sheep, and that was the start of the day. But through sort of talking with the farmers and looking at various programs that the farmers do with their sheep, the kids become really quite friendly at the end of the day.
Does that, though, bring them any closer to wanting to know more about science, or is it just the novelty value of the sheep?
Oh, no. They've since talked with me about the experiences that they've had and the science behind the sheep. And we've done a number of investigations since then, for example, investigating BioClip, which is removing the sheep's wool, harvesting the wool without taking a machine near them. And also we examined the nutrition aspects of sheep food, looked at contents of their rumen, the live microbes that are in there, and they had a lot of experiences that they never ever would have had it not been for the availability of the sheep at school.
Because, David, as fun as this is and as important ultimately to the agricultural industry, it's also a way of trying to boost science at university, because it's a bit of a drop-off at the moment.
Yes, and I guess that's the one essence of this program. But further than that, in terms of primary industries, there's a real skills shortage in terms of tertiary-trained students.
Is that because of misconceptions, do you think?
I think that is. And when people think about sheep, they think it's sort of gumboots and muck, and whereas this program that Warwick and the other people in other states did demonstrate that there is some science, get kids interested in science, they'll get into tertiary and then out in careers in different primary industries.
Warwick, of course, has brought one example, but 14 other teachers. Are you impressed with the diversity of approaches?
Oh, it is amazing. And at the beginning of this year, I said to the folks, you've got 4 months to do things in terms of teachers' PD or camps or really innovative ideas. We'll give you some money. You need to deliver it within 4 months, and they've done it, and it's absolutely fantastic.
And something I've found through engaging with teachers from other states is our curricula are different, but we also have very different experiences to deliver to our students, and there's been a lot of interaction and sharing going on.
Warwick, where will you take it from here? Will you leave it at that, or will you continue agricultural science for city children?
Oh, no, I'm going to continue it, and I've already had some ideas from a couple of Southern Victorian teachers today, where I'll take this outside of my school into a number of other schools, and so I'd like to see it spread through the science curriculum. I think it's a very valuable thing, and I saw the way the kids were now becoming excited about science, but in agriculture.
Do you think they become more excited when they see applications for it? It's not
Absolutely.
Just learning for its own
Absolutely.
Sake.
It was learning in context with something they could touch, they could smell, they could become really involved in a hands-on sense.
Would it be fair to say that the fostering of science is really fostering the answering, the asking of questions? Because, of course, the more you learn, the more you discover you don't know. Is that a way to go?
Yes, I believe so. We always have to be exposed to new ideas. I think if we start to close our minds to what we see only in front of us, we end up with a narrow perspective. The engaging thing about having the sheep at school was we had two families of farmers. This is husband and wife. One of the farmers brought his young daughter up so that she could engage with city kids, and it meant that our city students saw what a rural family actually did for their living. But not only that, but also what scientists would offer, what economists would offer, and so on. So there was a broader perspective came out of this whole thing.
David, what's the future for this program? Will it go any further?
Yes, that's one thing that we'll be sort of working on tomorrow, and we would expect this sort of thing to develop. And the reason why is it's one of the most innovative ideas that I've seen, and there's nothing like this in other areas.
Yeah, thank you both for being my guests this afternoon. It's a pleasure to meet you. And don't worry, I'm going to come and be a fly on the wall. I'm going to come and watch your class.
You're
Sounds
welcome.
Like such a lot of fun. Thanks very much indeed. I've been talking with Warwick Matthews, who is a teacher from Western Australia, and my apologies for getting the title wrong, Dr. David Russell from the University of Tasmania, Department of Agricultural Sciences, ABC Northern Tasmania.